It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. South Carolina is considering a bill to make pregnant women see an ultrasound of the fetus before getting an abortion. Several states give women the option, but the measure some lawmakers consider today could become the first law to require it. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
In South Carolina, the bill would require that doctors do an ultrasound as part of an abortion procedure. The image must be reviewed with the woman, referred to as the mother in the legislation. She then must certify in writing that she saw the ultrasound and was offered materials describing fetal development and abortion alternatives 1 hour prior to receiving an abortion.
The purpose of the bill is to provide a woman contemplating abortion a window into her womb. It gives her an opportunity to view what is inside of her.
Holly Gatling with South Carolina Citizens for Life says it's about providing accurate information. But pro-choice groups say the measure goes too far. Lindsay Seiler is with Planned Parenthood Health System, which has clinics in North Carolina, South Carolina, and West Virginia.
We feel that there's certainly a very big difference between giving a woman the option to view an ultrasound image and forcing a woman to view an ultrasound image. South Carolina is the first state to consider such an extreme measure.
The bill has raised constitutional questions. Even the state's attorney general, Henry McMaster, has weighed in on the issue. In a letter to legislators, he said it would be illegal and improper for the state to force a person seeking an abortion to view an ultrasound image against her will. The word review is used in the law, and according to McMaster, it would be constitutional as long as there's no provision to force a patient to see the ultrasound. Lori Kehoe with the National Right to Life Committee says the law has been misunderstood.
This law simply says he must review it with her. If she refuses to have it reviewed, certainly we accept that. But we don't believe there's anything in that law that forces a woman to listen or view this.
The way that this bill is written, it is a mandate that requires a woman to view the ultrasound image before she can have an abortion.
Catherine Granger with the Center for Reproductive Rights says a similar bill has now been introduced in Missouri. She says the laws are a cruel tactic to try to prevent women from having abortions.
It's up to a physician and the woman to make decisions about her pregnancy and about her abortion. Even that the mandatory ultrasound, even if a woman isn't required to view it, it's requiring that a physician do an ultrasound in all circumstances when a physician might not think it's medically necessary.
Another unresolved issue, the cost of the ultrasounds and who will pay for them. Pro-choice advocates say women and clinics would have to bear the extra burden, but pro-life groups are compiling lists of crisis pregnancy centers where ultrasounds are free. However, these centers do not offer abortions. Instead, they strongly counsel against them. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.